This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How did Pat's wrestling match go? I don't want to turn this into the Jim Cornette show, but...
He held his own against the beast, the ring general, the Gunther. He got messed up a little bit, a couple flare chops.
Any real injuries from it?
I don't believe so. Okay. They were off the last couple of days because of the tournament, golf tournaments on ESPN, PGA.
You mean McAfee show. Show's been off on hiatus.
Yeah, wrestling's tonight.
Pat didn't seem thrilled with Rich Eisen coming over to ESPN.
Really?
You missed that?
What did he say?
He just thought it was like almost like a shot at him that they were potentially bringing Rich in to do a radio show at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, talk to your guys about that. See what they say.
We talk about other things, how Dan Orlovsky's hard-headed.
And we'll was that all about?
We'll die on that hill of Justin Fields is better than anybody.
Wait a minute. Orlovsky's a Fields guy?
Yeah, he was Fields' guy last year, so he's never coming off that hill. He thinks he was better than Mason. He thinks he's better than Russell last year. He thinks he's better than Aaron Rodgers this year. And yeah, that was a weird take there. I mean, he's looking at those first six games. I mean, Lewis Riddick was right there at the same
take. A bunch of people were sitting at that table.
I'm like, what are we talking about here?
Now the caveat was if Mason Rudolph is the Steelers' starting quarterback, they all said 0-6, even though that hasn't happened since 68, and Tomlin's never started worse than 2-4.
And we're acting like Mason Rudolph is like
chopped liver.
Skylar Thompson or something.
By the way, my grandmother used to make me liver and onions. I feel like that's a lost art. I feel like that doesn't get served anywhere anymore. That was like a once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, rightfully so. I had like liver when I was a kid, and it was like disgusting. That and beets. I was forced beets when I was a kid. I haven't eaten a beet since I was six.
Pickled beets were disgusting.
What about the hard-boiled egg and...
Like the
in the pickle juice? What, in the beet juice.
That sounds disgusting. I've never had that before. Maybe I've seen it. Maybe I've tried to block it out of my memory. You know what I think is also one more quick sidebar? Liverwurst, the cold cut. Disgusting.
What about Braunschweiger? You know what Braunschweiger is?
No. Should I?
It's a bunch of animals together, I believe, in some kind of casing. It's not...
So it looks like a sausage?
It's a soft meat. That almost looks like in the round size of like a salami or whatever.
Is it something you put on your grill or is it something as a sandwich at lunchtime?
You more or less put it on crackers, I believe.
Have you ever had this before, Charlie?
I have not.
You know a pet peeve of mine now? While we're on the cold cuts thing, when you go to the Giant Eagle or the Get-Go or the Marketplace and the person in front of you is buying an eighth of a pound of ground chipped ham. Like, what is that, one slice? Can't you just get a whole pound? An eighth of a pound, please.
Where do you draw the line there? Would a quarter pound piss you off?
Yeah.
How about a half pound?
Half pound, I guess, but I'm just going straight pound.
I don't really go pound and a half.
No.
Shave roast beef.
Pound and a half?
Pound and a half.
How long does it take you to go through that? I was going to say, is it a week thing?
No, it's a week thing.
I get
for lunch.
See, but my rebuttal for the people that want it in smaller quantities... I get nervous about how long cold cuts last. Like, I don't want to keep, I don't want to go to the deli and then 7 days later, I'm still picking at that same turkey because I think it's going to go bad.
It's probably just in the cooler get-go.
You don't think that cold cuts after it gets sliced 6 or 7 days later gets slimy?
Well, you have to get it
sliced. Oh, I hate the sliminess, man.
So you have to, you just wash it off in water, but no, they slice it in front of you.
So wait,
you're going to the corner little thing that they pre-slice stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm having them slice it for me, but I'm defending the person that might want it, and not to the eighth of a pound, that's ridiculous, but I'm trying to defend someone that might do a half pound because they're thinking they don't want it to sit in their fridge for 6 or 7 days because then it spoils. So just get a small amount, eat it quick, and then go back a few days later for more. I don't know.
The whole point is going back. You don't want to go back.
How long do you trust cold cuts to be good for in the refrigerator, Charlie?
5 days, which is exactly what
the internet says.
The internet says.
Okay. Yeah, well, long vacuum as the internet sealed, says it.
Well, vacuum sealed packages, they can last up for a little bit longer.
Who's vacuum sealing a thing of cold cuts in their refrigerator?
I have a vacuum sealer. Works wonders.
You have a vacuum sealer?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You'll quit using that real quick. You'll be like, as soon as you run out of the bags that they initially give with you, you're done.
The NFL came out on the schedule. Their guy Mike North, who I called Peter by accident the other day, and Chris made fun of me.
Well, oh God, why do I know this? Why am I laughing?
And how about me? You're laughing. Well, at least, the one that said it.
At least it was right around my, formidable years.
Did you get that reference, Charlie, when I said that by accident? Did you know
which
who
one?
Peter North was?
Oh yeah, as soon as you said it. Okay. Why do you? Yeah, I'm not even going
to
say.
Do you think that most people listening to our show know who Peter North is?
Well, there were multiple people on the text line who knew.
Yes.
Well, Mike North came out and said that the NFL's guess on Aaron Rodgers is as good as anybody else's. And if they knew that Rodgers was coming to the Steelers, that Jets game would have been in prime time.
Okay. But.
So he's saying the NFL is in the dark on it. Like, but, they don't. But what? There's a but here?
But if you have a 41-year-old quarterback that may or not be playing for the Steelers, do you put him in week 10 or you put him in week 1 when you're pretty much sure he's going to be healthy? Okay, maybe we cover our rear ends and not put him on prime time at week 1. But we're sure getting him early in the season, making sure he's not hurt.
But it's not a prime time. His point was if Aaron Rodgers had signed with the Steelers last month, that game would be Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football or something
like that. I think they're probably straddling the old fence there. Like I said, if they thought there was no way he was coming, then why put him at week 1 then? I think they're covering their rear ends of saying if he's there, he will be healthy week 1. And what a way to kick off our 1 o'clock, what do you call that, window?
Yeah.
With the Jets Steelers. And I don't think the Jets have like 14 1 o'clock games. What is it, something
They only
crazy.
Play two primetime games now that Rodgers is gone. They've turned into a completely irrelevant franchise.
And the Browns have no primetime games.
Zero. Well, they shouldn't have any. Whew. Unless you know, Sidder. If they had drafted Sanders in the first round, I bet they would have had some, because that would have tipped people off that he was going to be their quarterback this year, and they would have wanted to get him in some of those spotlight games.
But there's some bad games, man. When, you know, the old school Titans and Jaguars that throw on a Thursday night, why can't you throw the Browns and the Bengals on, right?
So they don't want to do that anymore, because they think Amazon's paid too much money to just, like, throw them, like, crappy games now on Thursday nights.
Start complaining. What's his name again?
Jeff Bezos? Bezos?
No.
Oh, Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Well, yeah, he started talking about falling asleep during games, or sounded like it, at least.
Speaking of that, all right. I was accused of falling asleep at the funeral the other day. I'm like, what is this?
I mean, Callis fell asleep on the morning show today.
That's a daily event.
Again, back to this well. In Jerry Dulac's chat from yesterday, Sarah J. asked.
Boy, you know them all, don't you?
I'm just going by this, dude. Literally, you can come over here and look at it. Sarah J. asked Jerry, are the odds of Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers above or below 90%? How would you have answered that?
Probably 99.9.
So, again, you think we're
just...
What
do you say?
He said above.
Yeah. It's just a matter of when.
So, when do you think it is, then?
I wouldn't think it's going to be... Definitely before minicamp, which is June 8th, 10th, I don't know what it is. But it could be that final week of OTAs, that Wednesday before, right around that area right there, that 7-day span.
So you think that he'll be a Steeler by the end of the month?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. OTAs start next, not this Monday, Memorial Day is this, no. Whatever. The 28th is the start of OTAs. They got 6 OTAs. Right around that second OTA week, maybe near the end of that, I think that's when he will eventually come. If not... Wow. Because you know what happens the minute that last whistle blows at minicamp? Everybody's gone. That's the only time the NFL takes the break. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Tomlin, everybody. They're gone.
Off
the grid for 3-4 weeks. So I don't think anybody's going to be sitting there getting a phone call from Aaron Rodgers at that point.
I asked Fittipaldo, if it doesn't happen, who is more to blame on the Steelers' end, Art Rooney or Mike Tomlin? And he said without a hesitation it would be Tomlin if Rodgers turns them down. Would you agree with that?
Well, Art steps in when he feels he needs to step in, as in more maybe things that are, I don't know, not personnel things, more if somebody gets in trouble or they want to move on from somebody, he would step in. I don't know if he would ever step in his mind, step over that boundary and say, no, you're not that. So the idea was Mike Tomlin's, and the idea of waiting is Mike Tomlin's, and would have to lead you to believe that if it fails, it's Mike Tomlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.